feeding time.
And to get them from the pasture, how would you get a cow from the pasture? What would you say to get
Sioux cow.
Sioux cow? Would you say anything else?
If she's got a name, we'd call her by her name.
Mm-hmm. How would you say it, really, if you were calling her?
Well, if
you wouldn't just say, Sioux cow, how would you say it?
Well, if she's got a name, if you named her, if you've owned her all the time and she's got a name, it's your name.
Uh-huh.
It's a Sioux Canny, whatever her name is, and she'd come.
And you just keep coming and calling until she has come?
I wonder what, whistles and his comes.
Really? What would you do to make a cow stand still if you were milking it?
Tell her so.
And what about calling a little calf? How would you call a calf, a little one?
Come baby.
Come baby? What would you say to a mule or a horse to make him go left and then right?
Gee and haw.
Which one is left? Do you know?
Gee is left and haw is right, I believe.
Do you know how that term got started? I don't know that, I just thought maybe you might know. How would you call a horse to get him from the pasture?
Well, you can whistle or call him.
What words would you use? Or would you?
I don't know. You whistle mostly.
Just by whistling, he would come?
Kind of.
Like is it a certain kind of whistling that he just identifies with? Mm-hmm. What do you say to a horse to urge him to get on? To
get up.
To do what?
Get up.
And what would you say to stop him?
Whoa.
What would you say to back him into a buggy?
Back up.
How do you call hogs to feed them?
Tiggy, piggy, piggy.
And how would you call sheep to get them from the pasture? You probably haven't worked with any sheep. Have you ever heard anybody talk about it?
Never have.
What about chickens?
Chick, chick, chick.
If you wanted to get the horse ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to...
Harness.
When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Reins.
And suppose you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
Reins.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups.
And if you have two horses, the horse on the left is called?
The lead horse.
And if something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little?
Farther.
If you're talking about something over there and it's not here, you say it's just a little?
Piece.
Okay, a little piece. If you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you have had a blank before dark.
A ride.
Let's say that you've got to go 90 more miles, and you travel and you haven't finished tonight. You might say, I've got a...
Few more miles to go.
Before dark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything else you might say to show that you've got a good distance to go?
Long ways.
If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about... If I asked you where you might find something very common, say in law, you say, oh, you could find that.
Easily.
Or any?
Place.
Okay.
Where?
Would you, using the word where, how would you say you can find it any?
Where?
Anywhere. Okay. Or any place. If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell.
Backward.
If he fell this way, he
fell. Forward.
If you were asking someone if he caught any fish, and you said, did you catch any fish? He might say, no.
I had no luck.
Or if he's trying to say he didn't catch even one, he might say, no.
Didn't catch.